This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
The Women's Media Center has issued an update to its annual State of the Media report, talking about the gender gap in the media, basically. And Lisa, these findings that show there's still a pretty big gap in a lot of areas. Any surprise to you?
I was not surprised because I've seen some of these numbers before. I think women make up typically about a third of journalists, and they looked at national TV outlets and big market newspapers. And I think we've talked about before how women make up more than half of students in journalism programs. So why the disconnect? Why have the numbers not improved? I mean, they've pretty much stayed the same since the 80s.
Well, I think we're seeing this on the national level, this parity. I'm really curious. They did not look at local numbers when it comes to TV and radio. And did they look at local newspapers, smaller newspapers? Because I think we're looking at mostly big-time numbers or big-time names here. I'm thinking that maybe there are more women represented at the local level and just not the national level. So maybe it's breaking the national barrier we're seeing. And maybe that's coming down from executives who are not really thinking forward.
Yeah, it's definitely true. There have been big strides made. I mean, the New York Times has a woman executive editor now, Jill Abramson. And back in the 70s, there were very few women working at the New York Times. So there have been changes, that's for sure. There's a lot more opportunity. But I guess the question is, are the women just dropping out because it's not very family friendly, because the hours are long and it's kind of a job for workaholics? I think that's part of it. And I think, at my paper, I think we had probably about a third of our newsroom was women. I think it was kind of similar to the national statistics.
In Springfield?
In Springfield of the State Journal Register. And I think maybe part of it is also there's still a very male culture. And this is kind of addressed in this report that a lot of the men – a lot of the beats are predominantly covered by men, especially politics.
Crime, politics, mm-hmm. World affairs.
Yeah. While women are covering health and lifestyles beats.
Right. The stereotypical traditional roles that women usually seems to cover. PBS NewsHour, they have two female lead anchors, Judy Woodruff and Gwen Ifill. That was a big monumental moment when that actually happened. That was just very recent, actually. But I think Lisa has a good point there. These jobs at the national level do require many years of effort and very hard work and long hours. And you don't have the weekends off, you know, so they're not very friendly to families, honestly. Our type of job at the national level, even the local level, sometimes are not family friendly. So I think they're, and I've seen actually quite a few women drop out of the field because they want to raise children or help out more around the home. And we are losing women that way.
So you feel perhaps there are not enough qualified women in terms of the resume, the experience that they've gotten over the years?
I mean, that is very possible. I know a few female news directors, and they run TV stations. So it's quite possible to be at the top, you know, of the food chain, per se, you know. But I see many women do drop out because of that kind of problem.
And I think also there is still an old boy network of – I mean, most of the editors I ever worked for were men. I could count the women editors on one hand in my career. And so I think part of it is, you know, they're not staying in the business long enough to get promoted to editors. And also part of it might be the men are just promoting other men.
Well, speaking as a man, I can say I want to hire the best person for the job. A lousy male applicant does not beat out a highly qualified female applicant. In my mind, I need the best person in that position. So do you really feel the old boy network is still pervasive, that a man is more likely to hire another man?
I don't know if it's just that they're looking for other men just because they see themselves in the people they're promoting, or if it's more of a case where there's kind of a male definition or kind of a macho definition of news, and the beats that are most valued, it seems to me, at least I'm basing this on my own experience, were the more macho beats like politics and crime, and it seemed like the men would cover those high profile beats and kind of work their way up, and that was how you worked your way up to, you know, from a higher profile beat to being an editor and into management.
Did you have an interest in covering something such as crime or politics, and did you express that interest?
I did cover I covered City Hall for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I did fine, and I probably could have moved up to be a city editor, but I just wanted to keep reporting, and I actually went from that to schools, which it seems to be more of a female beat, too. I mean, at least at the papers I worked at, it seemed like women covered schools more often.
That was a personal choice.
But that was my choice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think a lot of those personal choices are happening, which is probably why we are seeing maybe a glass ceiling there. Maybe we're putting it there ourselves in a way, you know? Maybe it's not being put onto us. It's we are deciding whether or not we don't want to pursue that higher job or those positions in this field.
And both of you eventually decided to get out of that field and teach it rather than be in that field.
Right, yeah, I'm teaching right now. I was one of very few women working, at least in the production side in Las Vegas. At my station, I was the only female on the night crew in production, and one of two full-time women on the morning crew when I worked the morning shift. And it wasn't that, you know, they didn't want women working there. It was that not many women wanted that job. You know, and I was good at it, and they hired me, and there was no problem, really. I saw plenty of women. They could have applied for those positions, but they just they didn't want those. Maybe, I don't know why.
They don't want the extra responsibilities, maybe, or the extra hours.
Or yeah, they want the glamour of being on
in front
screen.
In front of the camera. Yeah, because it's a technical position that I was doing, and that's very male-dominated. It's still pretty male-dominated, what I used to do in this field.
I wonder how many of the men were sort of forced into going behind, because I'm sure many of the men who go to college, for example, to study television want that glamour, too, of being in front of the camera, and perhaps didn't have the right look or just eventually decided they'd rather do something behind the scenes rather than being a reporter or anchor.
Yeah, you end up going where your strengths are and where your supervisors see your strengths typically. And I know a lot of people who wanted to be in front of the camera, but it took them years to work their way in front of it, many years. As an editor, as a videographer, I've known people go all types of directions, work in production first, and they eventually found a reporting job maybe 10 years later. So, I mean, it's interesting to see that path, but some people don't pursue it. They give up pretty soon.
All right. We have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.